This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Brianna Younger covers music for the section of the magazine we call Goings On. And so she knows every single cool thing happening around the city in the musical world, and I'm exaggerating only a little bit. Brianna, you talked recently with an artist named Kate Tempest, who performed a couple of songs for us. Who is Kate Tempest, and how did you hear about her?
Well, Kate Tempest is... she does a little bit of everything. She's a poet, a musician, a playwright, a novelist. I personally first encountered her work on an NPR Tiny Desk a few years back.
Kate Tempest has been nominated for a lot of prizes as a recording artist, and she's really acclaimed in the more traditional poetry world. How unusual is that?
It's fairly unusual, but it also makes perfect sense. She's had a lot of success in both worlds, and she's... an interesting and an intriguing artist.
Europe is lost. America lost. London lost. Still we are clamoring victory. All that is meaningless rules. We have learned nothing from history. The people are dead in their lifetimes, dazed in the shine of the street.
What kind of music scene does she come out of?
Well, she's from Southeast London, and when I talked to her, she told me this really great story about growing up in the dub rave scene and going to these all-night parties with these massive sound systems.
You know, you go there in 10, 11 o'clock at night, and when you come out, it's the day. And
she's
just spent the whole night like in this completely other dimension of possibilities and sound. And you come out, and your ears are ringing, and your ears are screaming for days. So it's worth it, you know. I feel so blessed to have grown up there. I don't know why I'm in such a good mood. I think it's the jet lag, you know.
Kate Tempest's recent album is called The Books of Traps and Lessons. Great title. And it was produced by... the ubiquitous Rick Rubin, probably the most famous record producer alive right now. Does that surprise you? Because it would seem like music here takes a backseat to the poems.
Rick Rubin has always been a really searching, curious musical figure, and he's worked across so many genres, so I'm not super surprised. And maybe that's because I've heard the result. They worked really well together.
I didn't ever imagine... I would work with him, really. It's not something that I would really allow myself to think. But yeah, he reached out and basically he wanted me to stop locking in with the beat and to just go at the integrity of the lyric, let the lyric lead the voice all the time, follow the meaning. What happened with Rick is that he came on board as like a guide. Yeah, he came to listen. And the way that he listens is so, it's so intense. It's like the whole room transforms. It's like almost terrifying. You can hear absolutely every flaw in your performance. You can hear all the possibilities as well that you didn't pursue. And he just sits and he listens, and then he gives great advice, and he encourages certain elements of the demos and he discourages others. And it was pretty challenging, but it was really cool.
You have one track titled Fire Smoke. That was the first single you released in May.
It probably was May, but I don't. I think that this song is a nice one to just take out of the context because it is such a simple expression of a very beautiful sentiment. You know, it's a love song, and it's in many ways it's as simple as that. You know, it's just me or the, it's the speaker of the poems declaring very simple truths about somebody they love very much, you know. My visionary is a vision. I watch her dance by the window, and it rips my flesh to ribbons. And the whole world is just ripples in the middle distance. I listen to her hips, I push my kisses to her lips. We move like we were born to move. The night is teeth and pistons, and there is something in this tenderness that makes me want to live and live and live.
You kind of hesitated introducing it to allude to it being autobiographical, but is it?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's definitely autobiographical. But it's, sometimes it's just easier when I'm talking about the album to say the speaker of the poems. I was thinking about this, like, you know, just because I'm in a place where I'm not from, just got to New York, and I'm looking around, and I was thinking, like, you know, what right have I got to imagine that I have got anything to say that would resonate with anybody, you know, from here? Like, what can I tell any of these people about life? I know nothing. I'm so ignorant about everything, you know. But then the flip side of that is that if you pay very close attention to your own experience and you're very truthful in your creativity about what is happening within you, then something in that can resonate with the truthful experience within somebody else. And if you take the I completely out of it, then it's like you're not, you've got nothing to offer. There's no mutual offering. Basically, all this to say, it made me realize that there's kind of no shame in just saying, well, look, here's some songs, here's a piece of poetry about some things that I have been through, and I hope that they connect and resonate with some things that you've been through, and who knows, you know.
Free me, untangle the madness that knots me. You drop to your knees, you crawl across me, you lick your lips softly. This fire smoke. The fire.
And love is redemptive in this process, because it's like the kind of final frontier. You can imagine that you've learned all the lessons, that you know all there is to know about your own behavior. But then when you're in a relationship with somebody else, that's when you really see your faults. That's why it's so hard, you know, because that's when you really come up against your pettiness and your inability to live the way that you want to live. You can't, you know, so many people that talk the talk about, you know, positivity and all this, they know they're so enlightened, you know, they know all this stuff, but in the reality of their relationships, are they allowing themselves to raise their voices to the people closest to them, their children, their partners, their parents, you know?
Is this how it feels to feel certain? For so many years, my love's been a burden, but now comes this fire to cleanse and restore us, to fuel us and calm us and push us both forward. Forward.
It took you 5 years to work through this process and to release the album. What kind of seeds are you planting, both for yourself as a creative person, but also, you know, what kind of seeds are you hoping to plant in listeners, and how do they align with your own personal creative evolution?
That's such a good question. My hope for any of my output is a hope for connection, because I believe that connection is the antidote to numbness. Numbness is a requirement of the times in which we live, and is in many ways the enemy of creativity, but it's essential that we're numb in order to survive. And for me, when I am at my most numb, it's music that brings me out of it and reinvigorates me and reconnects me with my my life, you know, my lifeness, my livingness. Because if you connect fully with your own experience, you hear something in an album that makes you think about some moment in your life, it just takes you further into the present. And then that enables you to actually check in with other people's present, you know, and actually be closer to other people's experience.
And that's the perfect introduction, I think, to your last track with us, People's Faces, which is, it's one of the more, I think it wraps up the album nicely on a nice, hopeful, like, connective note.
The album closes with the words, "I love people's faces." Literally, I couldn't put it any truer than that. And it's a profound thing for me in my life. Every day I have a moment where I'm like, "Wow, people's faces are so beautiful." You know, it's like, it's the kind of truest line I've ever written, I think.
Love it. Thank you.
Thank
if you would like to take us home.
I came to under a domed roof. The light was cold and clear and fragmented. There were people moving. I watched them. I saw a muscle of schoolgirls performing. I saw the ticket woman massaging the small of her back. I saw the young gent as neat as a crease in his work clothes. And I saw the light. It was as light as breath on a dirty old track. It's coming to pass. My country's coming apart. The whole thing's becoming such a bumbling farce. Was that a pivotal historical moment we just went stumbling past? I don't know. But here we are, dancing in the rumbling dark. So please, come a little closer. Give me something real that I can grasp. Give me your beautiful, crumbling heart. Another disaster, catharsis, another half-discarded mirage, another mask slips. I face off with the physical. My head is ringing from the love of the stars. There is too much pretense here. Too much depends on the fragile wages and the extortionate rents here. We are working every dread day that is given us, feeling like the person we could be. It really isn't us, like we're gonna buckle underneath the trouble, like any minute now our struggles are going to finish us. And then we smile at all our friends. It's hard. We got our heads down and our hackles up, our backs against the wall. I can feel you aching. None of this was written in stone. There is nothing we're forbidden to know. And I can feel things changing. Even when I'm weak and I'm breaking, I stand weeping at the train station, 'cause I can see your faces. So much peace to be found in people's faces. I saw it roaring and I felt it clawing at my clothes like a grieving friend. It said there are no new beginnings until everybody sees that the old ways need to end. But it's hard to accept that we are all one and the same flesh, given the rampant divisions between oppressor, complicit and oppressed. But we are, though, more empathy, less greed. More respect. All I've got to say has already been said. I mean, you heard it from yourself when you were lying in your bed and you couldn't sleep, thinking, couldn't we be doing things differently? I'm listening to every little whisper in the distance, singing hymns, and I can feel things changing.
I can feel things changing, but it's hard. We got our heads down and our hackles up, our backs against the wall, man. I can feel your heart racing. None of this was written in stone. The current's fast, but the river moves slow. And I can feel things changing, even when I'm weak and I'm breaking. I stand weeping at the train station, 'cause I can see your faces. There's so much peace to be found in people's faces. But it's not enough to imagine we'll be happy when we've got enough stuff. All this stuff is blocking us. I'm neat with no chaser. I'm all spirit, but I am sinking, because my days are not days, but strange symptoms. And this age is our age, but our age is rage, sinking to beige. And yes, our children are brave, but their mission is vague. Is a life well lived, or is a life well displayed? I don't have the answers, but I believe there are still things to say. I stare out at my city on another difficult day, and I scream inwardly, man, when will this change? I'm beginning to fade, but my sanity saved, 'cause I can see your faces. It's hard. We got our heads down and our hackles up, our backs against the wall, man. I can feel your heart racing. None of this was written in stone. The current's fast, but the river moves slow. And I can feel things changing, even when I'm weak and I'm breaking. I stand weeping at the train station, 'cause I can see your faces. There is so much peace to be found in people's faces. I love people's faces.
Kate Tempest performing People's Faces at WNYC. Claire Uchima was accompanying her, and Tempest spoke with Brianna Younger of The New Yorker.